skirt.
Yeah, that's.
Pop, what did Timmy do? He looks skinny.
Same thing he's done, you know, the last few years. He doesn't sit on his fanny too much during the summer. He keeps working. A lot of flexibility and long muscle kind of training. Really watches his diet, what he puts in his body. So he's been pretty consistent, you know, every summer about that. And he looks great once again.
I thought you said he was a pain in the neck for you, and he's coming back for 3 more years.
That's because I love him.
Continuing with the skinny theme, DeJuan looks very trim, and so does Eddie Curry.
You know, I mean, I didn't know much about Eddie Curry, and he did come in to camp lighter than I thought he would. And DeJuan's, you know, maintained what he did for the Olympic situation when he lost weight, and it looks like he's kept it off pretty well.
Pop, what's been the secret to this team's success for so long? Why have they been near the top of the West and champions?
Tim Duncan.
When you have your best player as your best competitor, I make it easier for you to coach?
Yes. Is this the end of the third quarter or what?
Do I get one more question?
No, you only get two.
That's it. That lead by example by...
Well, you ask me these questions, you already know the answer. I don't know what you want me to say.
You've been around you so long.
You were in mid-season form already. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm ready to go. We're still feeling the pain of that loss to Oklahoma City. You know, when you're in the conference finals and you're up 2-0 and you don't get it done, that hurts. Obviously, you give them credit. They're a heck of a team, but it doesn't take the hurt away. I think we still all feel it very, very much, and that's a good thing. We've got to use that as fuel, but that was a very, very, very tough loss. And, you know, we think about it now as we have all summer long, and, you know, it's our job to just see what else we can do to combat that youth and that talent. We've got some ideas, and we'll see what happens.
How much will practice time this season over a full season help the young players on this team?
Well, you know, it'll be great. You know, Kawhi had really a huge disadvantage trying to guard the people in the league that he had never even seen before in person, and didn't really know our system. Very little practice time. You know, Boris had gotten here like the day before the playoffs, it seemed. And Danny Green, it was all new for him, so... we're looking for a lot of corporate knowledge to increase for those guys, and I think that'll help us overall team defensively, because for us it's about the defense. We have to be able to make more stops in the fourth quarter than we did last year, and it's about keeping our identity. And, you know, there's an identity theft that took place in that playoff. You know, we played like the Spurs the first couple of games. Oklahoma City, I believe, learned from that, and they played like we did, offensively, sharing the ball and trusting their teammates, and we lost our identity. So we want to make sure we understand that and get that back.
Talk a little bit about Kawhi Leonard. Right now, what do you think his upside is?
Well, he's going to be a spur for life if the planets and agents and all that sort of thing line up. You never know what's going to happen. But we love him to be a spur for life, because he's a sponge as far as absorbing information, seeking out information, adding a work ethic to it. When he came in, he couldn't shoot much. And with tutelage of Chip England, he's really improved in that area, and all of a sudden he's shooting threes, which none of us even dreamed he would be able to do last year. Defensively, he's good. He's going to handle the ball more this year. He's going to be in pick and rolls more this year. So, you know, we expect a lot from him.
Nando, what do you expect out of Nando?
Observation, learning, patience.
Much was made last year about Tony kind of putting his stamp on the team, and you said that it's kind of that was his best year that you saw him have. Can you expect him to have the same sort of season this year? Is it, can he repeat that?
Absolutely. That's what he's getting paid to do. He's got to be able to be committed and disciplined enough to repeat what he did last year. Absolutely. He knows we expect that of him.
As you're sitting there in the summer and you hear your leading scorer and assist guy from last year has like glass in his eye and he's scoring it, is your heart just leaping your throat for a second before you catch a breath?
Well, that wouldn't have had to happen to make us nervous. You know, whenever the guys are overseas for all that time playing, it makes us nervous. I don't think it's necessarily bad for them. In fact, I think it's probably good for most of them. Because they're going to play basketball anyway, if you think about it. They're going to go into gyms and be playing with guys, and at least all that's supervised and well-organized. So you worry about it more from a fatigue standpoint, really. But Tony's situation was probably a little scarier just because of the eye situation.
From a fatigue standpoint, is that something you'll see right away, or is that mid-season?
You know, I don't think so. I think we were all fortunate this year because the Olympics was like a month earlier. You know, usually it ended mid-September, and then training camp starts right away. But this year, mid-August, it was done. So they had a whole month after that to recuperate or whatever they might want to do. So I don't think it's a factor. I'm not as worried about that this year, letting people sit out and that kind of thing.
Pop, speaking of the Olympics, if you were asked to coach the U.S. team, is that something that you'd be interested in?
Well, you know, my focus is training camp, but you can believe that anybody that has been involved in basketball, you know, the Olympics is a pinnacle for everybody, and I think anybody would be interested in doing that sort of thing.
Would it just have to be for the United States, or would any country, would that interest you?
Is that a trick question?
There's been other NBA coaches.
If I answer a certain way, you're going to attack me as a foreign policy neophyte?
Yes.
I'm not running for office. You've had your two questions. You're out.
You believe this guy?
What kind of shit is that?
You know, he's been around.
Oh, that was off camera.
Pop, talk about the moves.
The gaffe.
Talk about the moves that other Western Conference teams have made, and obviously the challenge is for the Spurs to get back to that conference finals.
The challenges are the same in that the West has been tough for a very, very long time. And you don't know who's going to step up, you know, but changes were made. You know, the Clippers added a lot of people, a lot of talent. Obviously the Lakers did that, and Oklahoma